For our 11:30 service, we get to embody the questions of our series through a practice. And so I invite you into a grounding practice this morning. We are embodying these questions of slowing down our nervous systems, moving from fight, flight, or freeze to rest and digest. Moving from our stress response, where most of us live most of the time, to our rest response. Literally in our bodies, where we are meant to live most of the time. So I invite you to take a big inhale through your nose and exhale out your mouth, allowing your shoulders to soften and melt, finding a rooted position in your seat, grounding your hips into your chair, pressing the soles of your feet into the earth below you, lengthening your torso as you feel the beautiful shape of your spine. And we're actually going to begin by rubbing our hands together in front of us. I invite you to do that with me, creating some heat in your palms. And then placing your palms on the tops of your legs. We're going to start first by thinking our body for our stress response. You can pat your legs, or you can even start to pat your arms, your chest, thanking your body for being so well equipped to respond to a true emergency, when we really need to move out of the way of a bear or a car. Right? Thank you, body, for doing that. Thanking your body for this incredibly complex capacity. Releasing your arms now as you begin to slow down your breathing. Letting your eyes close or finding a soft gaze on the floor. Beginning to cultivate your body's rest response with three deep belly breaths. You might rest your hands on your belly if you choose, inhaling and expanding, and exhaling and rooting into your seat. Inhaling and expanding, taking up space, and exhaling, grounding, rooting. Inhaling. And exhaling. Moving from stress to rest. With our breath. Imagining the long nerves that move throughout your entire body, like softening branches from the trunk of your spine out into your fingertips and your toes. Each even breath allows the bundle of nerves that connect your brainstem, your pharynx, your heart, to your lungs, your stomach, your gut, your spine, allowing your body to move into rest and digest, into recovery and healing, trusting this part of the cycle. We're going to slow down our system even more with an even count of three. Inhaling, inflating your belly as if a balloon for the count of three, two, one. And exhaling, deflating for the count of three, two, one. Inhaling, inflating, three, two, one. Exhaling, deflating, two, one. Inhaling, three, two, one. And exhaling, three, two, one. Continuing for three more rounds of breath on your own. You're inhaling for three. And exhaling for three. Inhaling for three. Exhaling. And exhaling for three. Good. Moving into three more cycles of breath, but this time pausing at the top of your inhale, also for three counts. Inhaling for three, two, one, pausing, three, two, one, exhaling, three, two, one. Inhaling, three, two, one, pausing, three, two, one, exhaling, three, two, one. One more time, inhaling, three, two, one, pausing, three, two, one, exhaling, three, two, one. Good. Balanced breathing. Cultivating inner balance. Inner equanimity as life swirls around you. Moving into three more rounds of balanced breath on your own. Inhaling for three, two, one, pausing, three, two, one, exhaling, three, two. Inhaling, pausing, exhaling. Inhaling, pausing, and exhaling. Rebalancing your nervous system. Telling your body through breath that it's safe enough to rest and digest. You can release the pause, returning to your slow and steady inhales and exhales. Just noticing how you feel in this moment. You can do this grounding practice in balanced breathing in traffic, in line, at all the holiday parties. A grounding practice you can call on in real time in a moment of surging stress or anxiety, or as preventative care. One last deep inhale through your nose And exhale out your mouth, letting your eyes slowly open as you return.